This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. high-profile trial of a white police officer accused, a former officer accused in the death of George Floyd, resumes Tuesday, a day after jurors watched the video of the 46-year-old black man gasping for breath at the start of the trial. Video showing Derek Chauvin pinning down Floyd while handcuffed in police custody last year in Minneapolis, Minnesota, triggered protests around the world against police abuses of minorities. Prosecutors accused Chauvin on trial for murder of using excessive and unreasonable force when he pinned his knee on Floyd's neck on a city street after a nearby shopkeeper accused Floyd of trying to use a counterfeit $20 bill to buy cigarettes. Chauvin's attorney countered in his opening arguments, Derek Chauvin did exactly what he had been trained to do in his 19-year career to restrain Floyd after he had resisted arrest. The city of Minneapolis agreed recently to pay Floyd's relatives $27 million in damages to settle their claims of abuse in the case, but the trial was not delayed because of the settlement. A joint World Health Organization-China study on the origins of COVID-19, set to be made public later today, says that transmission from bats to humans through another animal is the most likely scenario, and that a lab leak of the coronavirus is extremely unlikely. A draft copy obtained by the Associated Press revealed the findings offer little new insight into how the virus first emerged, leaving many questions unanswered, though that was as expected. But the report does provide more details on the reasoning behind the researchers' conclusion. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. drug maker Johnson & Johnson announced Monday it has reached a deal to supply the African Union with up to 400 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine beginning this summer. The single-dose vaccine still must receive authorization from regulators in African countries. However, it has already been approved for emergency use by the World Health Organization, the European Union, and the United States. A study released Monday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows vaccines produced by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are highly effective at preventing COVID-19 in Canada. Health officials said Monday they would stop offering AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine to people under age 55 because of concerns of rare but serious blood clots, especially in younger women. The pause comes after many European countries briefly stopped using the AstraZeneca vaccine while investigating the report of blood clots. As Mexico approaches 200,000 in officially tested confirmed deaths from COVID-19, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is preparing to call out more military, state, and local personnel to spur the vaccination effort as more doses arrive. López Obrador said he views it as a race against time to get all people over 60 vaccinated with at least one dose by the end of April before a possible third wave hits. He said if his administration vaccinate older people, it's decreasing the chances of mortality from COVID by 80%. Myanmar security forces killed 14 people Monday during demonstrations in towns across the country following the deadliest weekend since the February military coup, according to the Assistant Association for Political Prisoners. The group, which has been monitoring the violence, said Monday's toll brings the total number of deaths since the February 1st coup to at least 510. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it's absolutely unacceptable to see violence against people at such high levels. Also Monday, the United States suspended a trade agreement with Myanmar, also known as Burma, until democracy is restored in the country. The U.S. had already imposed economic sanctions on Myanmar following the February 1st coup. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.